Hello everyone, this is January. Welcome to Morning English.
Hello everybody, this is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。Jane, 我觉得有的时候网友们真的是太严格了。
Netizens are always strict. This is not new, but what do you mean this time?
我看到啊，有新闻把巩俐、巩皇的街拍照片称作是有了幸福肥，我真的很无语。
What? She's fat? People who said this must be out of their minds.
Right. If she's got fat, then I guess everyone is fat.
Yeah, but the common case is that when actresses gain just a little bit weight, they will be body shamed.
没错。Body shame 这个词的意思呢，就是去批评或者是嘲笑一个人基于他们自己的身材。
Right, to criticize someone based on the shape, size, or the appearance of their bodies. And I hate to say it, but there's a prevalence of body shaming.
嗯哼，比如说你要是稍微多吃一点的话呀，可能就会被旁边的人质疑，哎，你都这么胖了还要继续吃吗？
是的，
对，就感觉是一种隐性的 body shame。
是的，听起来还挺让人生气的。所以今天我们这期节目呢，就和大家一起聊一聊 body shame， 身体羞辱。
今天的笔记呢也为大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。哎，你知道吗？我在巩俐那条新闻的下面啊，看到一些很奇葩的评论，说她肥了也没什么，就是事实而已嘛，也没有什么恶意。
那既然用到了肥这个词，其实就和英文当中用到 fat 这个词比较类似，它们都是带有贬义的，本身就是有一种 body shame 的色彩在这里，怎么会没有恶意呢？
Right. If you really want to praise a girl who's not slim but has a good figure,You would say she's curvy.
Right, curvy 这个词呢就是形容非常有曲线比较丰满的，一般来形容女性，这就是一个比较称赞的词汇，夸人身材好。
对，或者也可以说 someone is full figured or voluptuous.
Full figured, full 就是比较饱满的， figure 就是身材，那么 full figured 意思就是说体态比较丰盈。那刚刚还提到一个比较高级的词汇，就是 voluptuous， 也是同样的意思。
Yeah, it suddenly occurred to me that in the past, you know, the trend in celebrity bodies used to be full-figured and the voluptuous bodies.
是的，比如说玛丽莲梦露就是一个非常典型的 full-figured 形象。那过去唐朝的时候呢，杨贵妃应该也是属于这一类的。
是的。那如果是男性的话，其实刚刚用这些词就不太合适了。但如果你就想说男性也是比较显得壮实一点啊，偏胖一点呢，也是有比较礼貌的词汇的。For example, you can say a guy is big-boned.
Right. Being big-boned means someone is of larger than average build. 就是说身材比较大块头，比较魁梧。
Yeah. Or stout, meaning that you're solid-looking.
是的。Stout 这个词呢也是褒义的，就是说看起来非常的结实。
对，刚刚这些词呢就是明显都会比你说 fat 就是说人肥啊听起来是要礼貌很多，也比较善意。
是的。
不过啊，其实我们说到 body shame 的话，我觉得有一个很大的问题，就是很多说的人不一定意识到了自己其实就在做这个行为。
Right.
Yeah, they may have no idea they're body shaming others when they say some words.
是的，我记得我有一次去游泳的时候就被一个小男孩嘲笑了，他就说这么胖还穿比基尼。
What? Your body is perfect. 这个小男孩也太欠扁了。 那你有没有对他说什么？
I was pretty speechless. He was just a kid, you know, so I wouldn't take his words seriously.
哎，你的性格就是太好了，要是我的话肯定就会当面去教训这个小屁孩的。
Yeah, but from this, I can see how body shame is deeply rooted in people's perception.
哎，是的。Deeply rooted, 意思就是深深的植入。那 perception 呢，就是认知。其实很多时候可怕的就是这些错误的观念啊，已经植入到你内心的想法里面了，但是你又不知道。
Yeah, like that kid. Of course, he didn't know what body shaming is, and he wouldn't think it's wrong.
I agree with this. It's justHe's growing up in an environment where people tell him only being thin is pretty.
对，可能就是他爸爸就经常抱怨他妈妈长胖了，
或者就是在电视上的那种模特啊、演员啊，也都是瘦瘦高高的。
对，然后小孩子就会有这种观念了。
嗯哼， That's true. The common beauty standards in our times are usually being slim and tall.
Yeah, I remember even Scarlett Johansson spoke about body shame before.
Scarlett Johansson, 斯嘉丽是吧？
对，
她一直都是女神呀，难道这种身材还要被别人说吗？ And so what did she say?
Well, she says that she had felt some pressure in Hollywood to stay thin and she has to be hyper aware of her weight.
Stay thin, 意思就是说保持苗条。那 be aware of, 意思是意识到。So be hyper aware of her weight, 也就是说要高度的重视自己的体重。哎，就是非常的艰辛啊。
对。
嗯，那这你有没有注意到其实就是大家对女明星的要求好像普遍会比男明星要更加苛刻一些。
Yeah, exactly. Most people are more tolerant with actors when they have that butt. And some may even find it attractive.
That butt. That 就是爸爸的意思啊。那 butt 就是 body 的简称。所以这个 that butt 这个词呢就是指那些结了婚的一些男性啊，形容他们中年发福，然后有小肚腩的样子。
是的，那很多男明星呢其实也有 dad bod 这样的阶段，比如说小李子，但是呢网上评论就会不一样一些。
Yeah, and I also read that according to Planet Fitness, dad bods have been a thing since 2016.
A thing 在这里并不是指一个东西， thing 在口语当中呢还可以指喜欢的事情， so dad bods have been a thing 就是说这种老爹度甚至都成为了一种潮流，一种时尚。
是的，老爹度啊。
对。
那就是会感觉到有一点点的双标，你要知道要是女明星胖成这个样子估计都成为众矢之的了吧。
Yeah, double standards、
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think sometimes those standards are just distorted and unrealistic.
是的，Distorted 就是畸形的， unrealistic 不现实的。那刚刚其实就是讲到这些标准嘛，就是认为只有瘦才好看啊、
嗯、
就很多时候本身就是有问题的。
对，
这个其实就让我想起了大张伟啊，大老师呢他在节目里面就说过一句话，他说电视还有杂志那群人啊说你们要瘦才好看，那说那话的男的他其实就不太喜欢女的。
Yeah, exactly, that couldn't be more true. After allEveryone can have his or her own standard towards beauty.
Right. 这其实就是跟我们还有另外一个比较流行的概念比较相关，叫做 body positivity.
Yeah. It means appreciating your body in spite of flaws, feeling confident about your own body.
是的，就 positivity 意思就是非常的积极啊。所以这个概念呢，代表就是一定要欣赏自己的身体，然后对自己有信心，尽管可能并不是那么的完美。
Right.那今天的节目呢就到这里了，希望大家都会有 body positivity, 不要感觉到 body shame。
是的，节目的最后呢还有一句话想要送给一直在收听我们节目的观众朋友们， Whether you're tall or short,
curvy or slim,
you just have to be proud of what you have,
and everyone is beautiful.
对，那今天的笔记呢也为大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thank you so much for listening. This is Jen.
This is Nora. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。